Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi. Good morning, George Norrie. My name is David, from Bristol, Connecticut.
Hi, David.
Hi. I have several forms of ASP, but I'm calling about my remote viewing.
You have that ability?
Yes, I do. I float out of my body and I go places.
How long have you been doing that?
A decade or longer.
That's a long time.
Yeah. I haven't had any formal training or anything like this. It just happened to me. I floated above my body and I saw, you know, my body in my room.
Can you do this at will now?
I'm beginning to, yes.
What are you doing to be able to do this? Want to share some of those techniques?
More or less go into sort of like a trance between sleeping and not sleeping.
And then it just starts.
Yes.
That's good. I wish I could do that.
Well, the reason why I was calling was that approximately about a year ago, I flew out of my body and I found myself into a smaller corrugated outbuilding out in the middle of nowhere. And I went through
what a place to end up.
Yeah. But I went through a door and there was like a metal detector with a armed services guard. And when I went through the metal detector, it went off, but nobody was around. They couldn't find anybody. And I think I set it off.
And they couldn't even see you, right? Because
right.
You were in your astral body. Okay.
But what happened was all of a sudden this older gentleman, like a vision, came up to me and said, "Get out. You don't belong here." You know?
So
and that scared me.
So this thing saw you.
Correct. So I didn't go back for a while, but I went back a couple weeks ago, and instead of going through the door, I went through the building instead.
And what'd you see?
And I saw what I thought was a naval sort of smaller base with a whole bunch of cables in it.
All right.
And then I saw the same person again. And I guess my question is that do you know if the services have remote viewer guards?
Oh, I know that the services have used and continue to use remote viewing. There's no doubt in my mind. In a couple months, we're going to be talking with an expert that we're kind of keeping under wraps right now. But there's no doubt that they have that. Now, in terms of remote viewing guards, I don't know that, but I do know they have them.
Possible yeah. That these people may be able to hurt me, you know, because they really, really scare me. And I know he knew me from before, and he was, you know, more adamant this time than last time.
I don't know if they want to hurt you, but they're probably trying to tell you, hey, stay out of here.
I see.
So, yeah, you know, use a little caution.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, David. Yeah, you don't want to go where you're not welcome, David, especially in the astral plane.